This is Phoenix FM. Here's Molly.
That's not my last Christmas.
Should it be last Christmas?
Oh, I love that song, and it's Christmas, and
what
I love it.
Hold on a second, for God's sake.
I'm sure I did tell you on Twitter, I can't say the reply that you gave me on Twitter.
All right, wait, okay, ready, here we go.
Oh, I love you.
Now joining me in the studio hello, George. Joining me in the studio is the lovely Ask Molly with Ask Molly Beauty Feature. She is here every 2 weeks, and today she's here with George Michael.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day...
I'm all over the world.
Are you?
Yeah. I tell you what, what's up,
what's wrong with you? Get rid of that rotten song.
I don't know. It just brings back so many memories, and I think the memory it brings back is being at the school disco, not getting picked for any of the dances.
Oh, but I was always at the buffet. I was never worried about the dancing. Now you've got loads of fantastic things today.
Sorry. It's quite funny, actually, because one of the things here, I've got are the false nails, and actually it was at the school disco when I was like sort of 14 that I first tried false nails, and I'll never forget this boy called Craig had asked me to dance, and I'd put these false nails on, and one of them had pinged off and stuck to his back. And all my friends were laughing, and he had this like red nail just stuck on his back the whole time. So it's just like a bit ironic that you were playing that, and I mentioned school discos, and I've got false nails in front of me.
Now tell me about your blog and also all the work that you do as well.
My name is Molly. I write I write for the Essex Chronicle.
It's not a singles ad.
Okay. I've got blonde hair.
All my own teeth, and I am very clean.
Yes, and I floss my teeth. And I've got a very good sense of humour when I'm around you. But anyway, I write for the Essex Chronicle Media Group, so my features go out weekly into the Go supplement of all the chronicles and gazettes across Essex. I do this fortnightly with you, which is lovely. And I've got a blog, www.askmollybeauty.com. And I do some podcasting occasionally with Adam Barker.
Yeah.
So I try and get myself out there.
She's about a bit, what you're saying, mate. Yeah. About a bit.
And I'm on Twitter at Ask Molly Beauty, and I do tend to tweet a lot.
So you've got loads of, there's so many products here. It's
I have got so many products. First of all, the first thing I want to say is last week, it's for a feature for the paper, but my hair, as you can tell, I've been going blonder and blonder and so on because I get bored so quickly. And I've been all different shades of hair this year. Are you taking a picture?
Yeah, just I can't
concentrate when there's an iPhone going right. Anyway, and I went to Spargo in Brentwood because one of the features was for dehydrated hair.
Yep.
And the lovely lady that was doing my hair with this dehydrated, it's a treatment for dehydrated hair, said, I was saying to her that I couldn't understand why I had such short layers in my hair. And she said, Molly, that's not short layers, that's broken hair from all your dark. I know. So they gave this fantastic treatment. It was a Philip Kingsley treatment.
Yeah.
And basically, it's it just puts back all the moisture and so on into your hair. It's a scalp treatment, and it's got like a mint exfoliator, and they give you a lovely head massage. Oh, it was lovely. And then they stick you under the steamer and cook you.
I've never heard that before. Did you steam it?
They put you under like a steam hood thing, and it really gets into, it's really, really good. And then they put loads of the Philip Kingsley elasticizer on as well. Yeah. It was just lovely. My hair looked amazing afterwards. It was Stacey Moss and Amy Hennessy, actually, that I saw. But they sent me away with these shampoo and conditioners, which I didn't put in the paper because I wanted to test them first. And it's called Unite, and it's a moisturising shampoo. Mm. Now, unfortunately, I haven't got all the blurb. The reps or whatever were going to send me some blurb on it, and I haven't got anything. But I know that they're paraben-free, sulfate-free, sodium chloride, that's salt-free. Basically, they're very, very safe ones. And I actually... actually started Googling about what a lot of these chemicals that they put in products do, and some of them have really been linked, like for instance the chemicals that are used as preservatives, the parabens, they've been found in like breast cancer, and they mimic estrogen. So it really is worth, you know, this is why you find these products sometimes are more expensive. So, but this hasn't got anything in it like that, and it smells amazing.
And what's the product, Unite?
It's called Unite Moisturising Shampoo. Now, it's very high end. It's not, I mean, these are £16.50 each for the, but you've got like a big bottle here. This will last quite a long time. It's, what, 300 mils. But, so it will last ages. My hair was lovely afterwards. It did feel really, really nice. I'm going to carry on using this to try and get, you know, to try and sort of, obviously you can't mend broken hair, but just to keep it in good condition so that every time I have it trimmed, eventually, hopefully, it won't all be falling out. But anyway, but no, I really like those. And I say that, sorry, they're not in, you won't find them anywhere. I think there's only a few stockists in the whole of the UK, but it's from America. So yeah, I was impressed. I was actually impressed because I really like Philip Kingsley products. They're one of my favourite products. I don't tend to have, you know, obviously I have favourites, but because I test loads and loads of products, I can't be seen just to recommend in one brand all the time. But I use this now for myself, and Philip Kingsley I still love. So, and that's what Spargo stock, so I was quite impressed. The other thing I've got here, which is another shampoo, but this is, now this is for your pet, and and this is for your pet. Now, this is by Paul Mitchell. Basically, do you remember years ago they had mane and tail? Do you remember mane and tail? Jennifer Aniston said that she used it. And it was a horse shampoo. This is actually a cat, dog, canine, equine shampoo.
Is this to give any pet that you have a little shampoo?
Yes, a shampoo and conditioner. But it's tested on humans first. Now, I haven't tested it yet, but this is a really... I bought it in because I wanted to talk about Christmas gifts and so on. And in the paper last week, I'd put this in because it's a really nice... if you've got a moggy or whatever and you don't want to get the normal whiskers Christmas stocking, this is quite a nice thing.
A little shampoo for your cat and dog.
Well, the thing is, especially like somebody like me who's... I don't like mud in the house or anything.
I think you'd need a bigger tube for a horse, though, wouldn't you, really?
They do big sizes.
Oh, do they? Right, sorry. There we go. I won't tell you what she's doing with the hands here. But, yes, it's I think it's a nice idea. If you've got a posh friend and you want to get them something nice, then get
I think so. I mean, you know what these people are like with their...
Pets.
I mean,
obsessive.
It's so stupid, isn't it? I mean, that one that...
Just insult the whole Brentwood there.
I know,
so
that's
stupid
the thing.
With your pets.
Well, I know, because I can remember ages ago wanting to write something about pugs and hair extensions.
Pugs!
Yeah, but don't you find that everyone that owns a pug has either got a fake tan on or hair extensions?
No, I want to get one. I've not got. I want to get a black pug. I want somebody to donate one to me, actually. I'd love to get a pug.
I do think they're really sweet. I'm more of a Labrador type of person, or retriever. I like a dog.
Yeah.
Not a rat. You
is
know.
That a dog barking in the background?
No, it's a police car, I think.
They're
again.
For you. Come back. I heard you earlier.
Right. Anyway, right, moving on. I mean, I love all dogs. Don't get me wrong, because I don't want people saying, ooh, but I do love all
too
dogs. But I don't like staffs and I don't like Rottweilers.
Yeah, you've been singled out.
Yeah.
happy Christmas.
Anyway, moving on. This is the Alien Thierry Mugler Book of Mysteries. It's £50, but it's a lovely Christmas present. Now, the photographer actually that came over, he wanted this one because it's his girlfriend has seen it and she really loves it. It's really nice. In here, you get your body lotion, you get a shower gel, and you get the perfume as well in a nice box, which you could actually use to put jewellery and stuff in it afterwards if your colour scheme's purple. But that's got in it. So Alien's got in it. Moroccan jasmine, white amber, cashmere and wood. It's quite essential fragrance.
It's quite heavy.
Well, have a spray.
Have a
spray of it.
You
can have a sniff. Because I'm not...
To
be honest, the original Alien, I did like it, first of all. I'm more of a woody kind of scent. I actually like men's...
I can't smell woody on you at all. Sorry, I can't get this out of the box. Sorry, just sitting there going, well, no, this is what's happened to me every time you give me something.
I like my favourite one, which they'd never send it to me because it's quite expensive. Do you know, I like classics. I love Chanel No. 5. Give it to me. Oh, I love Chanel No. 5. Just, and I like... no, I can't get it out of the box either. Oh, here you go. That's it. You just need to push it.
Oh.
Can you toss it? I can't get it out of the box.
Oh, you can sniff it.
Oh, sorry, I can't. You're not going to wear the perfume. Just sniff the box every time you want it.
Oh, it is.
It's quite mild, isn't it?
Mild.
But just can't get out of the box. My favourite one, I love things like leather, is my favourite scent. Who's it? Tom Ford. He's got amazing range of like leather perfumes and so on, really musky and sandalwood, but they're so expensive. I mean, they're like £150 for a small
thing. Tell me, you want to test that on air?
Well, I've asked Estee Lauder because they're my Estee Lauder, and I think if they didn't answer my reply, I think they probably just send it to Vogue or someone to review.
No.
They're not going to send it to me, are they? But anyway, moving on. So, I don't know what to go with next. Right, this is the DHC Olive Body Butter. This is £15.50, but I just got this out and showed it to you,
and it's
lovely. Now, I like the Body Shop body butters, mm-hmm. but this one is thicker, and it's really, I mean, it is like, got when it's shea butter, olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, but it's really good. If you've got, like hairdressers, they did, I read a survey years ago that Neutrogena was one of the best, the best hand creams, because it's so thick. This is just lovely. I think you can use it all over. I'd actually probably use this on my feet because I do a lot of running, and so when I get a lot of hard skin on my feet.
You're just enjoying your lunch there. Just think about the scrapings that you'll be doing later.
Oh, that's gross.
Have you had that done? I had done with a razor blade. The razor blade fell off the girl. She was from Spain. She went, "You have lots of skin. I will get rid of that." And then suddenly the razor went ding out of the, just flew off. And nearly hit me in the face.
No, but I haven't had that done. But my mum will tell you that the night before my sister's wedding, I got one of those scraper things. Yeah. And I said to my mum, "Come on, I'll make your feet all beautiful." And she couldn't even walk the next day. My sister's wedding, her feet were bleeding. And she
ask Molly Beauty. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, just Molly. Like,
no, it was really bad. And my poor mum, I mean, I was just, I got a bit carried away, you know. And yeah, I mean, I was young. This was a long, long, long time ago.
25.
No, I was young. I was a lot, lot younger than, I think I was about, how old must I be? I must have been about 20, you know. But and these things had just kind of come out, you know, the ones with the razor. And I was like, "Mum, this is amazing! Just look at it." And the next day, her feet were literally bleeding on my sister's wedding day. So she's never let me near her. Oh, actually, she does let me dye her eyebrows. But anyway, so that's the DHC Olive Body Butter. As I say, if you've got really dry hands, this is somebody that's got, it's brilliant, especially in this weather when you're going out from the cold to the heating and you've got dehydrated skin. It will get rid of your flaky crocodile legs as well.
What are you looking at me when you're saying that for? I haven't got flaky crocodile legs.
Get rid of hard skin. But it's so rich. I think it's one of the top body butters that you can get.
And who's it made by again?
This is DHC. So it's available from www.dhcuk.co.uk. So I'll give you all the blurbs and bits afterwards.
Right, take a quick break. Got to do some ads, and then we'll be back with, we'll be doing travel first, then some ads.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. That was a nice fade out. You're right there.
Am I on it?
Yes, you are on it.
Okay.
Welcome back to Molly Miller. If you missed the first half, it will be up on the website at some stage in the next 24 hours. But the lovely Molly Miller is here. She's a beauty writer, works for the Essex Chronicle, has loads of stuff going in the papers every single week on beauty products. If you'd like Molly to review anything, do get in contact with her as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I like to review. I review all products and so on and review them for my blog.
And I join in as well, although I've got no experience, but I do like buying stuff, so there we go.
I'm just reading the back of this and read that. What does that say, Tamon?
Oh yes, it does. That's because it's French.
Yeah. What does that mean in English?
I don't. Don't do it to me. Well, you carry on. I'm just
right.
Paying
okay,
my nails.
You paint your nails. Right. So basically, my next thing that I wanted to talk about was this beautiful, stunning palette from Jane Erdell. Now, if you know Jane Erdell, she's really top of the range for her minerals and so on. And this is the Iron Lip Palette. Now, it is expensive. It's £49.50. But in this palette, it's a beautiful Christmas present. You get 15 pure pressed eyeshadows, 10 pure moist lipsticks, and 5 pure lip glosses. And it's in a really gorgeous, what colour would you call that? Rose gold?
It's rose gold, yeah.
Yeah, it's rose gold, isn't it? And it's in a gorgeous, stunning compact. It's the sort of one that you want to get out on the train and everyone to go, ooh, gosh, she's she's posh. But it's got a lovely mirror in it and a brush. And the colours are absolutely beautiful. Now, I'm going to keep that one for myself, actually. I'm not going to let anyone have that. So, because
Happy
it
Christmas.
Would fit, it fits,
Happy
yeah.
Christmas.
Well, no one gets me Christmas presents, so it's really nice.
Oh, oh,
but
okay.
I'm sure now, I know, I'm trying to think of who in Essex stock Jane Airedale now. I know that Ace in Shenfield do, and I think Anula Beauty do as well. So, the other thing I want to go on to, so I'm talking Christmas presents. Guy that just walked in.
I don't know who that was.
Right. The other thing that I want to talk about is Bare Minerals. Now, they've got their brush set, and I think if you've got somebody that's into makeup, you're guaranteed that one thing that they never seem to have, they might have everything, but getting brushes is quite a nice present.
Yeah.
I think it's a lovely present because the tools that you use make all the difference to your makeup application.
Yep.
And this gift set from Bare Minerals, it's £29. Or is it not 29? Oh, no, maybe it's not £29. Hang on, I can't find my price. I think it is £29. Yes, it is. Sorry. And basically, you get four brushes in here, which, whilst they're not, because they're travel sizes, they've still got like a big brush head on them. They're very, very soft, and they come in this lovely little silver pouch. So if you've got a girlfriend or a mum or anybody that you know that likes a little bit of glamour and you just want to get them something like sort of special that you know that they might not have, so somebody that's really hard to buy for, then the Bare Minerals Brush On Splendor is lovely with their brushes.
Like, do you like Bare Minerals foundation? Is one of the best, although my mum did buy a foundation by Guerlain at not last week and the weekend before.
I like Guerlain,
and we got to the till. Mum said, I really like that foundation. I said, that's good. Got to the till after they put it on, and £51. And she didn't flinch, actually. I just
Guerlain. They've got their terracotta bronzing powders and their, you know, which was an oldie. And one of my favourite products that they did, which, you know, I don't want to give them too much air time because they don't send me anything. But anyway, Guerlain, they did that gel with the little tiny microsphere balls which is really nice, like a bronzer. But their terracotta bronzing powder's good. But I still love my Barry M bronzing powder.
Yeah.
I just think out of every single one I've tested, I mean, it's things like Creme de la Mer and face creams and La Prairie. I've tested so many different things, and I still go back to my favourites. So, you know, which actually is another feature that I'm doing soon, is my 10 top favourite things, which I've tested over the years.
Hope I'm in that.
You're my 10 top favourite things. You're my number one. Right, moving on. So I've got some Christmas nail varnishes here from Barry M, which, if you're going to buy a glitter nail varnish from anywhere, I always go to Barry M. I don't go anywhere else. Barry M do the best glitters. In fact, I even tweeted it out to them the other day. And I do get St. glitter nail varnishes from everywhere, but Barry M are my favourite, purely because they're so condensed when you put them on. When you put on a glitter nail varnish, remember, you don't swipe it on. You press it into your fingernails. What are you doing? Breaking my lipsticks. Oh, it looks really pretty. See? It looks so pretty. But when you put it on, you don't you press it into your nails.
Yep.
Don't just swipe it on, and then you get more coverage. And the other thing that's really nice as well, if you think, oh, I can't wear glitter, I'm too old, or you just want a tiny bit of glitter on. I mean, everyone's got a bit of glitter at Christmas. Just do like a French manicure and use the glitter as the tips. And this one here, which is, I've got tinsel and Boots Silver. So I've got tinsel and silver lights, I think this one is. So this one's got more like a feather sort of holographic effect. Well, they're both holographic, but they're so beautiful. And, you know, they're cheap. They're under £5. I mean, let me have a look here. I've got down here that they're $3.99.
Which is great for glitter nail polish, really.
I've got a feeling they're $5.99. But anyway, well, no, I think they are $3.99. And they've also brought out this Glamour palette, which is £6.49. It's the Glamour Plus Shadow and Blush palette. It's a limited edition, which, again, makes... This is a fantastic little stocking filler.
Yeah.
In fact, my daughter might get that one, actually, because she'd like that. But for under a tenner, especially if you're going to a Secret Santa or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, a Secret Santa, one of these nail varnishes is fantastic. It's a really, really nice present. So that's all Barry M, which is normally available from Boots or Superdrug. The other thing I've got here, again, going back to Bare Minerals, they've got their new Loud and Clear. It's their Lip Sheer. It's basically, it's it's not, it's a sheer gel lipstick.
Yep.
And if you sort of swipe it on, it just gives a really light veil of colour, but it's incredibly moisturising. It's got in it shea butter, jojoba seed oil, so it really does treat your lips. It's very good for anybody, especially sort of, you know, in winter you get dry, cracked lips and so on. And you don't just want to keep using like lip balms and so on. This just gives a nice little, really light hint of colour. So you don't have to be careful about when you put it on, you know, you can just, you don't need a mirror to put it on at all.
Yeah.
So it's great. The only thing is don't give it to your other half to put on, which I'll never forget when I was, you know, with my husband, when we were together, and he'd used my, Vistis lip cream. My friend, we were picking up my friend for a school trip, or her daughter for a school trip, and she was like looking at Matt as if he'd gone, like she kept looking at him, and I was like, oh, that's weird, why is she staring at you? And I turned round and he'd got my blisters, but it was tinted but with gloss, so it had this bright pink, but he'd not just put it on his mouth, he'd put it all the way around. And
oh,
I was like, should I say something, or should I just let him walk around looking totally like, yeah, exactly. Right. Also, I've got a couple more things to get through. I'm interviewing, I've sent her some questions already, actually, but Lydia Bright from, she was on The Only Way Is Essex, and she's got her shop.
Arge's girlfriend,
yes. She, do you know what? Out of all of the Montawi, I think I'd probably get on with her most, because she comes across as a real girly girl.
Yep.
She'll probably hate me when I'm here. She'll probably think,
there
God. But anyway, and I'm doing a glamour makeup feature, and the PRs have sent me in. She's put her name to these Kiss Nail Wraps and Impress, Press On Manicure, which is available from Superdrug and from Asda, the Kiss Nail Wraps are. And basically, these Kiss Nail Wraps, I think they're fantastic. You literally just apply them to your nails, you just stick them on your nails, file it down, and then you've got these amazing different patterns. Now, these are brilliant for all ages.
Yeah.
I think they're really good fun.
And
lovely
good for
holiday.
Toes as well, probably.
Yeah, they
you
are.
Can, you can use
well,
them on your
I
toes.
Used to, do you know what? I used to have minks done. And another little tip as well. When I had my minks done, which is very similar to this, it's basically minks with just nail wraps.
Yeah.
A little tip is once when you... So make sure, first of all, that you don't have any oil or anything on your fingers. So make sure you use a nail varnish remover, first of all, to remove any residue of whatever you hair products or anything you use on your fingers, because then they don't last that long. And then you stick them down and you sort of cut them down to suit your nail shape or whatever, stick them on, file off any excess, and then paint a top coat over the top.
Yep.
And then they won't budge, and they're absolutely brilliant. And the other thing I've got here is Impress, and I have my friends...
I've used those. I had them on a few... Yeah. They were luminous ones, which was a bit of a mistake, but they stayed on because I didn't think they would, because they haven't got glue. They're glued on the actual nail itself, I think, with those.
Yes,
I normally use a nail glue, and I didn't, and I thought they're going to fall off, and they stayed on for nearly a week.
Yeah, I was just about to say that my friend that came over yesterday, when she saw these, she said, Molly, I had these on for a wedding. She said, and they exactly the same. She said they lasted the whole week, and she had this exact one on. And they're quite decent price as well. I mean, these are $5.99, and the Real Naps are $5.99. But it's like an instant manicure. They don't damage your nails. Rivals the best gel polish and easy to remove.
Yeah.
As I say, when I was younger, they weren't so advanced with false nails and so on, so I got a bit put off using them. But I'm going to try these out. I'm doing a thing, another feature on Friday night.
They're
the Sugar Hut.
Not too long as well. That's the other good thing about
me. Yeah, I can't have
long
nails.
You still pull your knickers up when you're out. I'm telling you now, you have false nails on and you're not used to wearing them. You go to pull up underwear or tights or socks and it's like... gone.
Yeah, I would have probably said you can still put your contact lenses in.
Oh,
do you know about pulling my knickers up?
Not that she does that sort of thing when she's going down the Sugar Hut on Friday night. I just made it sound wrong, really.
I'm sorry. And finally, I've got some tips on dry hair shampoo, which, okay, well, at least you wear your knickers when you go out.
Yeah, well, there we go.
So positive.
Not when I come in, but when I first step out of the house, I do.
Yes,
so there's got
positive.
My nails on. I rip them off.
Keep positive. Keep positive. You wear knickers. That's good.
That's great. Lovely.
Oh, I've got some stories to tell you after. But not about me, obviously, or anyone else. just stories, fiction. Anyway, the other thing as well is that Joico, which is a hair brand, they've got their I've got a press release here which I didn't print off because my printer's still not working very well. Their global artistic director Damien Carney has given some tips here on their instant refresh. Now, I haven't tested it, I haven't been sent it to test, so I know that they're very good, the PRs, and they normally send me this, but this is $11.95 and I wish I had it here to test. But he's given some tips, and I didn't know this, that you can, with dry hair shampoo, it's used for so many different things. You can use it to refresh your hair extensions. I didn't know that. To make the bonds last longer. You can soothe your scalp, as it helps soothe and control inflammation caused by extensions or overzealous brushing and combing, and even ponytails and buns that have been secured too tightly. I just thought refresh shampoo was literally to refresh your hair. I didn't realise it could actually help help your hair with the condition and so on. Coloured hair, it keeps the colour lasting longer. If you have a blow dry, say you have your hair done for an event and you want it looking good the next 2 days, you can use a dry shampoo. Post work day, just to get rid of smoke and so on. That is what I thought it was used for, and to give volume. Obviously, you can use it to give volume. So yeah, there were some really good tips, and you can use it for rescuing fine hair and for root lift. But I said to them, if I get time on air, I'll read it out, because I like to give out some tips rather than just sort of blurb about products and so on.
Lovely. You'll be back
on the 18th.
Right, just coming up to near Christmas. I might even get your Mike Ryan card. I don't know yet. I'm feeling a bit mean. It's just coming up to 12 o'clock. Thanks very much to Ask Molly. Don't forget, don't stick your tongue out, darling. You can check her out on the internet. Ask Molly as well at with knickers on at.